That would be bad. All right, I'm recording now. All right, so nothing formal here. It's me, Scott Johnson. It's her, Corinne Lewis. Hi, Corinne.
Hi.
There, that's good enough for people at home. We are doing...
I don't have a fancy microphone, I'm sorry.
You sound fine. You're just fine. No worries. What are you on, just like your room mic thing?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, it's fancy. you're like somebody's grandparents Skyping in to see the kids.
I'm old school in it.
So
there is a microphone in our sound booth, which is across the wall from me.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to disassemble and reassemble in here.
That's a fancy little sound booth. You guys use that for game voiceover stuff, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Do you use it for like Foley work or no? You know what I mean? Like, if you need a game with a bunch of fart noises, you don't.
I know what you mean. No, people use it for the telephone booth all the time because we have a big open studio with a bunch of grad students. So when they're having like fights with whoever, you know, they go in there.
Got it. You make a fine point. All right. So if you're listening to this via the audio live stream and need to tweet a question, that's fine. I have that up. If you have a question via email, that's fine too. You can send those to scott@frogpants.com and they'll come straight to me and I'll see them. Oh gosh, what else? And then if you're in the chat room, just put Scott somewhere in your message and that'll highlight it for me on my IRC clients. So it's easier for me to not miss your question because I want to make sure to catch them all. And we're here prepared to answer anything we can. There are going to be things we can't, right? Because we just don't know. Yeah, we could make crap up, but I don't know if that's good.
No.
But we don't know. Like, we don't know everything about every panel yet. We don't know everything about the structure of the schedule entirely yet. We'll have that soon.
We're getting really clear about that. I'm really excited about Tom being our program director because he has been working with Nicole and Steven to start, you know, sort of programming all the things that we want. And then we have to figure out if we can afford them. And then we have to figure out if we have enough space for them. But I think it's good.
I think we're good too. I mean, all that stuff is, they may have questions about those things. We'll answer them the best we can. But there are things that we know definitively that's going on. And so let's just go. When we have questions, should we start answering them?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to skip back a little because I missed a bunch. Okay. Is it true that old John Smokey and his famous spoons will be present? There's a rumor floating around that that might happen, but we're not prepared to answer that yet. All right.
I don't know what that is.
It's a long story. I'll explain it to you later.
Okay. I'd really like to be able to tell you who the band is. We're almost have the contract signed, I think, but I can't. I'm not going to pull a Johnson.
We can't tell that. We can't say that yet, can we?
I don't think so, because I don't think it's signed yet. I'm so
excited. It's so good, you guys.
I am super, super excited.
All right, Johnson's pulled.
Sorry.
The band, so if anyone wants to ask about the band, you're going to have to hold out. You're going to have to wait, but we can tell you it's amazing. So if it all goes through the way it's supposed to, we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let's start with this one. Will there be special room rates for Nerdtacular guests? Will there be room rates this year that are special? Can they use a code like last time? Is that the same deal as last time? What are we doing?
Yep, exactly. So last year, the reason why the regular room rates were, I didn't pay the rate, so I can't remember exactly what it was, but we got it because the 4th of July is actually a really hard time for resorts to book conventions. So we got a really good rate. And so I renegotiated that kind of rate again. I think it's a little more this year, but not much.
Not much. And we've kept tickets cheap for that reason, too. So it kind of offsets that.
Right.
Tickets.
I mean, we are tripling, well, not exactly tripling, but almost tripling the content that we're providing, but the tickets are the same price.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's fair.
It's a good balance. We've tried to figure out a way to make that balance out, but we don't know at this point what they do to get that rate. Like, if people want to reserve now, can they?
Yes. There's two ways that you can do it. You can do it online. I don't know why this is, but it's very common with ski resorts that you book the room and they take the whole thing right up front. Mm. So all, you know, if you want to be there for four nights, by the way, the hotel rates are past, like, I think it's 3 days before and 3 days after. So if you want to come and make a longer stay, you'll still get that cheaper rate. But ski resorts usually just take the whole thing right off your credit card. But if you call, you can just put a deposit down.
Oh, that's the way you do it then. Yeah.
Yeah, I would. And then they, and you just tell them I'm coming to Nerdtacular. The contract is signed. Then you get those rates. There's a bunch of different kinds of rooms. We're in the Cliff Lodge. So the rates are, we have certain rates for there, but then some of the people that last year, they actually stayed in the lodge, it's called, and it's kind of a hike up a hill. I mean, it is a mountain. But those were even less expensive, and they had studios
like and little and kitchenette like things and all that. Yeah,
exactly. And there's actually four separate housing things at Snowbird. They're all sort of farther away from the Cliff Lodge where we'll be, but they're like condos. So I've seen people get stuff through Airbnb and things like that. But if you want to be right where we are and all the action is, stay in the Cliff Lodge.
Yeah, that's where everything is going to be happening. If you want to stay in those other places for lower rates, totally are welcome to. And people who had those, unless they really didn't like huffing around, like the athletic among us had no problem with that. They were fine.
Well, and I understand that there was actually like a little shuttle. I didn't know about that, but it'll take you all the way down and all the way back up. But I don't think it's very regular, but it is there.
Okay. Is it free?
I think it is.
I think it is free too. That was my memory.
Yeah. And when I say shuttle, it might be a golf cart. I don't know.
Right. Could be dude with a cart.
Yeah. If someone is really interested in that, I can get more information.
What are those? Are they rascals? Those little, that's what I think it was. I think it was a rascal. Not a rascal. That's what old people ride at Walmart.
I was like, where did people sit on the handlebars?
What was that called? Not a rascal. Anyway, those, the little, it looks like a golf cart, but it's more open. People have them on big farms and stuff, whatever those are called. The Duck Dynasty people roll around
like
in those.
Like a riding mower? I don't know.
No, there's a word for it. There's a thing, and I forgot what it is. Anyway, so yes. Room rates, yes. Good deals, yes.
Yep. And but I recommend calling. I know it's a little bit more of a hassle, but it's certainly, they don't ding your credit card for the whole thing
yes,
at once.
That's a really good, important point, and we'll make sure to reiterate that in further discussion as we get closer. Call if you would rather not do that. If you know you just don't care and it's fine and just go ahead and do the 4 days and you're good, yeah, do it. Then do the internet, but we recommend calling if you want to just have the deposit pulled at the time that you do it. Let's see. We got more. How many tickets will be available overall? Can we say that? We don't know because it's kind of a moving target, right?
Yeah. I mean, so the room will hold almost 800 people, but that's pretty tight. And we have kind of a lot of AV equipment.
The room. Oh, you mean the ballroom,
the
right?
Room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we don't normally... I mean, we could sell 800 tickets, minusing all of the producers and people that'll be there that are kind of part of the logistics. You know, sure, we need chairs too.
Sure.
But so right now I have, I think, 500 or 600 set aside. And, you know, because we'd like to sell out, but we also want it to be comfortable. So we're still trying to manage.
Yeah.
That.
Keep in mind, this is not, we're still, this year included, not interested, at least not yet, in the idea of going crazy and you know, having room for 3,000 people. Could we?
Yeah, Dave just said lots.
Yeah. We could do it, but we don't want to do it yet because I like to hang out with you guys and meet you face to face. And if we start going that direction, that stops happening in the way I'd like it to happen. So as it stands right now, to keep our cozy, cool, everybody can truly mingle, let's say we're hovering around 600 for right now.
Right.
That's kind of our happy number.
We sold out last year, so.
Probably will again, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could stick more chairs in there, but I don't know. Well, I don't know.
At some point we're trampling each other and we don't want to do that. But you know, it's this balance between we want to like have a lot of people who want to come be able to come, but then we want it to be, you know, a more intimate gathering so that people aren't just faceless crowd. We don't want that so much.
I think even if we got a little bit bigger, we'd be okay. I mean, there's a lot of you, right? I mean, not a lot of you personally, but a lot of producers and things like
that. Sure, there's plenty to go around, right?
But, you know, the number one thing that we're always focused on is with all of the stuff that we're doing, you know this, Scott, is that this is a fan appreciation event. I mean, we have to charge for it because it costs, but, you know, it's about having the Frog Pants community there.
Yeah. It's not a business... it's not a business. I mean, how do I put this? This isn't like a Comic-Con where the runners of that show are interested in a giant profit at the end.
Right.
This is a show where we're interested in figuring out a way to make a community event and a fan appreciation event. And it's kind of like a relatively inexpensive way for us to say thanks and come on and let's all hang out and let's meet and let's chat and let's sign things and let's have a great time. And then the rest of the year we're just as awesome, but we have this one time a year where we can truly do this. So yes, I agree with Corinne. The goal here is not to be, PAX Utah or any of that. And that stuff's fine. And those things exist and they are what they are. And that's good. They need to be what they're doing, but that's really not where our interest lies so much with this. Okay. We got another one here. We already answered that. Okay. What specific things will tickets be required for at Nerdtacular? My kids want to play in the tabletop gaming room, but not much else. Same for the wife.
The panels.
Yeah. Now, in theory, somebody could come. How would this work? I mean, I love when kids go. It's one of my favorite things. So I want lots of kids there and stuff.
So I think what we've decided, because we are selling out, that if a kid needs to have their own chair, they need to buy a ticket for the panels. But if they can sit on your lap, then you can have them in there.
Yeah.
But, there's so much to do at Snowbird for kids. They have a whole summer camp thing. They've got just a ton of it's called the Snowbird Center. And there's just a bunch of zip line stuff. The tram is super fun. There's a bungee trampoline thing. I mean, if you go to snowbird.com and look at all of the summer resort stuff, there's plenty to keep kids happy while mom and or dad are in the panels.
They don't have roller coaster done yet, right?
I don't think so.
Still happening, right? At some point?
I don't know. It's weird. I think that they're having some issues with the watershed because that's all watershed up there.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want some. I don't want motion sick puking kids in my watershed.
Yeah. Well, they don't let us have our dogs up there off leash anymore. Actually, even on leash, it's like you can't have dogs up there now.
Oh, really? Because they crap and pee all over the place? Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that. That's crazy. Well, if they're not doing that, how are they letting this other thing? Maybe there's something up with that. That's weird. All right, so no roller coaster.
That has too much to drink. Don't pee outside.
Yeah, please. Please don't. A few of you know who you are. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Any chance of Wi-Fi being available in the main conference room? So it was available last time, but it blew because of the load.
No. So I'm sorry, Scott.
Explain what happened there.
So there was no Wi-Fi because we have to pay for that.
Oh.
And it's so much money for Wi-Fi to work in the thing. Now Wi-Fi comes with all of your hotel rooms. So if you just walk down the hallway almost to the elevators, the Wi-Fi works. I know that's not in the room.
Oh.
So we actually pay for hard line for internet because we have to have it. Todd's recording and
all Brian the streaming from the Broadcast and
All Stars is getting stuff, and so we actually have a wired connection. Mm-hmm. So the Wi-Fi is just extremely expensive. If any of you out there have ever planned conferences, you know what I mean. It's thousands of dollars.
It's ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah.
I know that's the standard. I know they all do it, but geez.
The last professional conference I did, we paid, I think it was something like $10,000. I know this was a long time ago, so it's probably not nearly as bad, but it was $10,000 for every 100 people.
Hmm. Well, so, yeah. So the bottom line is if you have a MiFi or something, bring those things with you.
Yeah.
Because that'd be great. Because right now the Wi-Fi situation in there kind of sucks. In the main hotel, it's not bad.
And besides, we only want Randy looking at IMDb, not you guys.
Yeah, we need him looking that stuff up. That's his job. Okay. Let's see. We got, here's one. The food closed really early the last night. If we make up a non-trivial share of the capacity, could we ask them to keep a few restaurants open later? Yes.
I've done that.
Okay, good.
I mean, and bear in mind, we did have sort of a unusual event.
Yeah.
I do think that they're actually open normally later. I think that the people that were the night shift had been there all the way through the whole rock slide fiasco.
Yeah.
So I think we just had kind of a weird experience. But we've asked for the bar. There's a bar that's just outside of the Cliff Lodge to stay open later, and they're fine with that.
Yeah, and just for those who aren't aware of what she means by rock slide, it was not a scary thing. It was a weird...
It didn't hit us.
Yeah, it was a weird 1 in 100 years event that happened way down low in the canyon that blocked the road for a while, and they had to clear it. And it meant that people who were in the valley, like a lot of Salt Lake attendees, couldn't get up.
And a lot of the employees.
A lot of the employees got trapped, exactly. Yeah. And once it was clear, everybody was up and everything was fine. But yeah, we just got unlucky. Every year there's something. I don't know what next year's will be, but it's usually something with me because like the fire. Listen, I almost my house almost burned down the year before.
It did not.
Do you remember that?
Yes, the dump was not that close.
Well, plus, if I believed in this kind of mumbo jumbo, I'd swear there was something up, but I don't.
Hey,
so it's
fine.
Already
had it. Diverticulitis.
Oh yeah, I'm done. That's right.
That's the third.
I got a hole in my colon and not the one you want. All right.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. I'm sure this will be a thing, but will you have swag bags available for people who can't make it, perhaps sign posters like previous years? The answer to that is absolutely yes. There are too many people to want that stuff to not do that. So we'll have plenty of that. And this maybe goes to a point that someone's going to ask about later, I'm sure, but we may as well just get it out of the way now. And I kind of already said this in the video earlier, but I'm sure it's going to come up. We are not doing this as a Kickstarter this year, as we have in the last 2 years. Primarily because we believe the community can do enough to make it work and cover costs without having this crazy 30-day deadline, worried you're going to hit it or not, going low but hoping you get more because you need more to make it even work. Like, it's such a gamble every year to do that. And I feel like if we keep going to that well over and over and over, that it just starts to be, well, what do we, you know, why are we using that? Why are we not just doing our own? Why are we not funding this in our own kind of way? So that's what we're going to do. This time is there's going to be tickets, there'll be ticket levels, and there'll be other ways to help support on the Nerdtacular store, just the same way you would buy into a level on the old Kickstarter. So if you're not even coming and you're really like, man, I really want to help or contribute more or get more cool stuff, get a swag bag or whatever, you're going to have multiple options to do that, just like you would have otherwise. It's not going to be any different for you. It's just going to be different for us from a logistics. How do the next 30 days look like, and how chained are we to a Kickstarter for this?
Well, and we are offering, you know, a premium ticket. So people can look at those. And then did you say this already? Sorry. I was looking up to see if there was a code for the online booking, which there is not.
There's not right now. Was there last time?
I thought there was. It says individuals are encouraged to identify themselves as part of the group block to receive the discounted group rate.
I feel like they ought to have a code.
I think you might be able to just say, I'm with Nerdtacular. I think
is that what we did last time? Is that all we did?
I think that's all.
Okay. There's no secret handshake or
no.
two winks and a pull your tail and you're in? I don't know.
Right. But we're going to you'll be able to get t-shirts or other merch. Dave's will have all that up tomorrow when the tickets go live. On the Nerdtacular store.
You got to hear my favorite one so far here. Hmm? Marklin FL says, how many fireworks can I bring? With a smiley
Zero.
Face. He knows. But yes, I may as well bring it up now. It's a huge no-no in the summer to have fireworks up in the canyon. So
this might be a good time to tell people you can actually get alcohol in Utah. We're not we don't have any dry counties here, unlike lots of other places in the United States. So you can get alcohol here, so you don't need to bring it from other places. That's illegal here as well. And
there's plenty of it here. There's tons of it.
And people think it's like crappy beer here, 3.2. Everybody says that's not true anymore. All of that stuff is really outdated information. Yeah. We'll probably need to talk about this with the Tadpole a little bit more for the people that are coming. But last year we had quite a lot of problems with that. And so Snowbird has asked us to sort of do some things that will mitigate that, because they can lose their liquor license if they allow alcohol from off property to come on.
Yeah. They're not supposed to. Yeah. This is true of a lot of places, but the actual stuff you can drink is fine. I don't drink, so I don't know what you people are doing, but it's there.
I drink.
Yeah. You know, because you drink.
Yeah.
To excess sometimes. Just kidding.
Shut up.
She doesn't do that.
All
right. That's a good rule to bring up. It's important to remember that one. Let's see. Being a vendor, do I need to purchase a ticket? How are we doing that with this year with vendors and tickets? I don't remember what we did last year. Dave would know.
So what we do is we say, so first of all, it's like a slightly complicated question, because if you're a vendor and you're selling, then you don't really need a ticket, right?
Yeah. Wait, if they're selling, they would need it. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because they're not in the panels.
Right. If you're upstairs sitting in the thing selling all the time, then you don't need a ticket. But if you're a body on the panels, at some point you would.
So what we said is usually people will bring two people and we give you one.
Oh, that makes sense. Because you're going to have somebody watching the shop while you go do your thing.
In the past, we've given vendors it was sort of a nominal fee. And we're trying to figure out how not to lose money on that because we have to pay for electricity and stuff. So if you're interested in being a vendor, just keep up with @NerdTacularShow. That's the Twitter feed. And we'll make sure that we announce that as soon as we get all the details about that.
Yeah. And there'll be, if you have specific questions to ask via, you can do it by the Twitter account. That's a great way to do it. But if you need
Scott, Dave, and I all answer that.
Yeah, yeah. And if you need to email us, you can do that too. It may not be as quick a response or whatever, but you can email nerdtacularevent@gmail.com. So that one's available as well.
Right.
Thorne says the code is tabernacle. No, it isn't. let's see. Yes, I heard Harold Ramis died. We'll talk about that in the morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he died today. It's awful. He's 69. 69. He had an autoimmune disease, I guess, that for the last few years has been real rough, and it just finally got him. But it's super sad. We love Harold Ramis.
They were just going to do a new Ghostbusters.
I know, and he was going to be involved. I assume he is. I assume he was. I don't know. If I was Dan Aykroyd, I would be real sad right now. They were buddies.
I am sure he is.
Okay. Skipping down here. And then, by the way, as I skip down, if I'm missing a question, it's because you didn't put my name in the thing and I can't see it highlighted.
And Dave is texting me with other questions too.
Oh man, I'm way back. So sorry I'm so far back. Let me do one that I got via email. Will there be a group rate? Or we already talked about this. Never mind. That one's good. Thank you, Richard, for your email. We got one from Jordan who says, I'm a fairly poor college kid that has always wanted to make it out there. I'm flying from Ohio to Salt Lake City and it's a bit of an expensive trip and I can't make many trips on that caliber a year or even every few years for that matter. What is going to send N14 over the edge and make it worth several hundred dollars in the trip plus taking days off work? How is it going to be bigger than ever and compete with the other big ticket con events? Jordan. It's a bit of an esoteric question, but I think the way I would answer this would be to say this. It is not like Bill Gates isn't going to walk out and cure malaria on stage. Okay. That isn't this kind of event. So I could never promise you that, oh, by the way, you're going to see something happen that you'll never, ever see anywhere else. Like me saying that is not completely, wouldn't be genuine. But I can tell you that if you are interested in this community and those people in it, those who help create within its borders and also those who are like you would be attending and you want to be kind of in the middle of that and be part of that family, and understand why Nerdtacular is kind of glue for that family, then it's definitely worth coming. If you want to go to a con somewhere where it's 20,000 people and you're just a blip in the crowd and you're seeing some, you're going through and seeing some booths and maybe a couple of keynotes and then you're out of there, that is not this. This is far more hands-on, far more up close and personal, far more of a actual human-to-human event, whereas those other ones, and they have their value, don't get me wrong, but those are a little bit more, you're a drop in the sea. And so that is not this.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would say is, I don't think we compete. It's not the same thing at all. And we're not here to try to sell you on coming. I think you either, it sounds interesting to you, mm-hmm. and you're excited about meeting all the people that you hear on the, on our podcast, or in the tadpole, or those kinds of things. This is really different. We do something so different. I've been to PAX multiple times. I've been to BlizzCon. I mean, I'm in games, so I go to all kinds of that stuff.
Going to GDC next week or something, right?
In 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
It's a completely different thing.
Yeah, very different thing. And if all those things interest you and you want to be a part of that, know that your money isn't being spent. I really mean this. That your money is not being spent to pay us for putting it on.
And we don't cost anywhere close to what those other things cost.
Oh, not even close. I mean, tickets are going to be like $49, you guys. That's same as last year.
I mean, obviously, flying from Ohio and staying and, getting from the airport.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
And listen, I can tell you this, and Corinne and Dave would kill me for saying this. If I could, I'd just pay for everybody's everything. That's how I feel about it. I really would. I would say, all right, free hotels, free flights.
You did the first how many years?
Yeah, the first few years when it was just a movie theater and renting out the theater. We did do that. It didn't cost a dime. It was just, hey, I'm going to spend all this money once a year. And it was really tight and hard to do that. All we're doing here is really covering costs. This isn't a thing where you're paying us to entertain you so much as it is us saying, yeah, it's going to cost to fly, it's going to cost to stay, and it's going to cost a little bit to get in. But it's just going to be enough for us to do all of this. And then we are going to willingly do this. Not just me, but everybody, all the friends of the event and the show and everything else. They're all going to donate huge amounts of their time, talent, and energy. So I just think it's important to make it that clear distinction between this and what most cons are there for. Again, it doesn't diminish the job those cons do. Those are great for what they are, but that is not what this is. And so to me, it's more valuable. It's also less expensive. If you're going to go get tickets and a place to stay at Comic-Con, that's going to cost you exponentially more than money than this would, for sure.
It's so funny. I remember when I went to PAX this last year, we were just, it's this huge stream of people, you know, 30, right. I don't know how many people there. There's too many people there.
Right.
And I saw these people that had set up in this sort of area, like this food area, and they were playing a board game. And all the people are walking by and you're seeing all the cosplay, which is super fun. And we get that. That's exciting because we get that because of Bill Duran,
sure,
and Brittany. And these people were playing these games all by, like, they were like little islands inside of this huge group of people.
Yeah.
And then it reminds me, like, of last year at Nerdacular, the board game room was bananas.
Yeah, that play. I didn't know it was going to be so big.
Everybody's walking to each other's tables and checking out new games, and they're seeing things and they're talking to people, and it's just a completely different thing.
Yeah, and Cryptozoic has contacted us and asked us again if we would be willing to have them help us out with that room, to donate some games, to be there and run some stuff. Yes. And we said, heck to the yeah. So if you're into that, if you're into tabletop gaming right now, which is having such a big resurgence, that seems, yeah, like that'll be better than ever this year.
Yep.
Will it be gaming hosted by Cryptozoic? Oh, I just mentioned that. Sorry, Rattozato. I just answered your question without knowing you asked it. Let's see. What do we do if we want to volunteer and help with running of the thing? How are we collecting? I know we always get people who want to help. How are we dealing with that this time? Or is it even anything we can talk about here?
Well, what I will say is we will need volunteers. We're working on a new system. The people that have helped us in the past have been fantastic, and I can't thank them enough. But with the additional tracks, we're going to just need more people. But we want to make sure that we have a system in place so people will be able to see the panels that they want to see. Because if I'm volunteering and I'm stuck doing something and I never see any of Nerdacular, that's not really the point, right? This isn't a con.
Sure.
So Dave and I are working on a process for that. And Dave, he just texted me. He said, email Dave.
You know, email Dave? Is that what we want?
Yeah. So, or you can tweet us or something and we'll collect names. And I sort of roped in Cleo to help us with some of that. And then obviously Iceworm has been super helpful. And then Jay Hammond, all of them have been talking to us for, sure, you know, months about doing that. So sure, we'll have some people that everybody else knows. And
there will be a need for minions. There always is.
Absolutely.
And you guys do amazing work, and it's awesome. So we really appreciate it when you do that.
So we will have that information probably sometime in April. I would say. I'd like to get that sorted out earlier than later. So.
All right, skipping down. Let's see. Will there be things like panel? Will there be things like the panel lunch then? Oh, this is an earlier question that we answered. There will be packages and things, so watch for that.
Look at the Nerdtacular website as soon as Dave has that up, and we'll add stuff as we go along and see how much stuff there is.
Yeah, totally. All right, skipping down. Let's see. And by the way, Jordan, who sent that email, I hope we get to meet you. That'd be fun to have you there. Will there be discounts? Oh, we already did that. Well, will there be any discounts for stuff at restaurants and things? Some people were concerned that, you know, food's food and it's expensive and whatever. Any options this year for them going, yeah, we'll give you guys coupons or something? Do we know?
Well, I don't think so. So there are actually 8 restaurants there. I think part of the problem last year was the rock slides. They just didn't have the staff, so not everything got opened, and it wasn't open long enough. Mm. We know that it is not McDonald's prices. We know that.
Right.
Snowbird does so much for us as conference runners that it, I'm, I don't know. I mean, I've had people ask me, can we do buffets or addition, like food packages? And it's actually cheaper just to go to the restaurants. I am constantly amazed at how good the food is, like the buffet food, because I've had multiple conferences at Snowbird.
Yeah.
But it is just, it's always more money. And I know people would like, can we just do something like the pasta buffet last year? Well, the reason why that was the price it was is because of the rock slides. They just knew they had all these people there and they had to feed them.
They were making people a deal that time.
Yeah. So it's,
I totally get the question and I totally get why we can't.
I know. I've looked at it every way possible and it's not cheaper. And the problem is the logistics. You know, we're so busy running the show. All of that other food stuff actually takes quite a lot of work to, you know, who's buying the tickets and managing who gets in there. And then there's service fees and all those kinds of things. And considering Snowbird has 8 restaurants there, it feels like a better solution.
Yeah. And again, no rock slides expected for the next 100 years. So you'll be fine.
And they have offered to do like a sandwich kiosk and things like that. So that might be cheaper for people this year. So we'll see how that works out. But I promise everybody that's interested in that, we've looked at it so hard because we know that we're asking you to come all the way up into the mountains and stay at a hotel. And it's not like, you know, we were staying downtown Salt Lake. You could probably find a lot cheaper food, but the payoff for the community building and the payoff for how it actually works when you plan is just, there's just no trade-off.
Yeah. Almost. It's worth it. I agree. Mitsula says, I think a good comment that I agree with. He says, Nerdtacular, it's like other cons, but friendly, cheaper, and has a kick-ass mountain resort. It's a good way to put it. Let's see. Scott, or let's see here. Is there a way to connect with people who do not necessarily know each other but are looking to split a room? That usually ends up kind of taking care of itself, but I would point you to the Facebook Tadpool group.
Exactly.
Which is a really great place for people to all hook up. The Nerdtacular forums at forums.myextralife.com. Also, that always happens in there. I guarantee you, if you have interest in that and you show it in any way in any of our sort of common area online places where people are hanging out, though, you will find those people. Every year there are people like that, and every year they hook up and make it work. And when I say hook up, I mean that in the most non-sexual way possible. Unless some want it that way. I don't know.
What? I hate that. Somehow that got co-opted. Like, it was the perfect
term. The hookup, I agree. You know? I agree. Yeah. What happened? Wrong. They freaking took it. It's like thongs. I want to wear a pair of thongs.
I know.
They took my word.
They grew up saying thongs, and now everybody thinks it's something else.
Yeah, they took my word and shoved it up someone's butt crack.
Really wish to get rid of douchebag, too.
Yeah, can we just like stop saying that? I don't like DB. I hate that. How about DB?
And I blame John Stewart.
How about DB?
Dirtbag.
Dirtbag?
Can we just go back to dirtbag?
Yeah, I'm all right with that. It's an older way.
Okay.
Let's see. Mitsula says, as a non-smoker, is there anything I can bring you for Smoke Monster 2.0? Oh, you guys in your cigar factory.
Hey, there's a really awesome vape store here.
Is there a good vape store? So if you want to vape.
Vaping store? I don't know.
Don't I have to have like an e-cigarette or something for that? Or how's that work? I don't know.
Well, it's kind of all the same thing. All
right. I don't get it. Let's see.
We have all devices here. Don't worry.
That one guy, Nick. Oh, he's saying he's done dozens of tech industry confs and would like to help. And I would say you probably already heard us say what we said. So there you go. Skipping down. Sorry, this is... Okay, Scott, who is coming? Not coming from the Frog Pants group. Any ideas for people like Terpster? So this is some of the stuff we don't know yet entirely. I can tell you for sure the following people are committing right now to be there.
You.
Me. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Corinne will be there. Dave Michael will be there. So there's the logistics. And that's all that matters. The rest is the rest is gravy. I can tell you Tom Merritt will be there.
That's true.
Nicole Spag, Steven Schleicher, Brian Ibbett, of course. I mean, duh. The FilmSat guys are all planning on being there. We were just talking about it the other night. We're getting ready for what we're going to do this year. Oh, gosh, who else? Terpster is a very distinct possibility. We're working on that. He loves it. It's his favorite thing in the world, he says. He's told me this numerous times. So we're going to try to figure out a way to make it happen. We want really bad for people like Patrick to come. Oh, Veronica is committed. She's coming.
Oh, good. And somebody was telling me, maybe it was when you guys did the Night Attack show that Jerry and Should we're still talking
they
about
totally them? Want to come, yeah. And Brian wants to bring his wife this time. They came a few weeks ago for their anniversary trip up there again because he liked it so much. Mm-hmm. So my guess is you'll end up seeing Schwood and Jury again, barring anything weird. I know. What name was I just going to say? Crap.
Nicole, Mark.
Oh, yeah, Mark and Nicole, of course. There's a million names I'm forgetting.
Eric.
Dills will be there. Eric's not. Eric's got a very specific thing he can't make it for because of, but assuming if Tom's coming, probably Eileen will be there. There was somebody else, though, that was committed, and it was a cool name, and I can't think of it now.
Well, I'm pretty sure Bill and Brittany are coming
again.
Yeah,
Bill will be there. Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be the same without them. They've been there every year.
They've been there, well, every year since 2010, since right?
At Noah's, right? Yeah.
I think, even before, because the 2010 was still movie. But that was the first year you were doing stuff with the bags and everything. So I think that was, it was his first year. And that's when he was fat. Now he's like all slim and skinny.
He was never fat.
He was just, he was in his mind, he was fat. Let's put it, it's his words, not mine.
I wish it was only in my mind.
Yeah. My sister Wendy, maybe if she's not in Sweden by then or wherever she's going to end up. He's thinking about doing a graduate school thing.
That doesn't work that fast.
I agree. I think it'll take longer. That's why I think she'll be there. And many others. I mean, there's some that we don't even know yet. There's bound to be a few surprises. There always is. Friends from Blizzard, probably.
I think Eden's coming. That's exciting. I'm excited to meet Cleo's daughter.
Oh, yeah. That's totally cool. And by the way, I do want to encourage this. If you're bringing your little ones, do not be afraid to do that. This is not the kind of con or event where it is kid unfriendly. And they will have a great time. They're going to get cool stuff. I have a great idea for stuff I'm going to carry around with me all day where they're going to, if I see a kid, they just automatically get one. I mean, we don't have any specific things planned for kids other than the things you talked about at the resort, but I just love it. I love when the kids are there. I love their just big goofy grins and the way they just dig on this stuff and the way they nerd out. It's one of my favorite things about the event.
Oh, they love the costume contest.
Yeah. So bring your kids and bring them with costumes, have them be in the contest even. And they're all just super awesome. So I can't say enough about the kids. So let's see.
Dave said, compared to buying a hot dog at SDCC, PAX, Gen Con, etc., in their convention center, Snowbird is pretty affordable.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap compared.
That's a really good point,
Dave. That's a really good point. So somebody asked Radozato, will there be another wedding during the convention that we can flash crash for the guild photo? I haven't heard any weddings, but I am officially able to perform weddings now. I'm legally able in 48 of the 50 states to perform weddings at the drop of a hat. So if anyone needs a wedding performed, you just let me know.
Can you give me a little heads up before that happens?
Let Corinne know.
Please.
Just so they know. But if you need it and you want to get in contact with us, we've given you all the contact methods. So let us know.
And the reason why I say that is because we've got Scott kind of booked.
Yeah. Diddy, the showers have not changed. They're still very erotic in the lodge there.
Because they want you to have that amazing mountain view
from
the bathroom.
Right.
Every time I walk in there, I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Not a Utah thing.
Will it be, if I buy a plane ticket, I'll buy T a plane ticket if he'll do unlimited bumper work for some of my shows. That may not be a bad idea. Get in touch with me, that one click Nick, or one guy Nick. if you're serious, we'll see where they go. Yes, Garrett, I think, is planning to come. That's true. Garrett from The Angry Chicken and StarCast, I think, is coming
David said that maybe we should find a sponsor that, Terpster would have to walk around with their t-shirt the whole time or something.
Yeah.
We really were going to try to get them here. It's just, it's expensive.
It's really expensive. And even if it's just him and not his newlywed wife, it's still so freaking expensive. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure it out. Okay. I gave my son a button last year. He still loves that thing. Oh, good. See, that's what I'm saying. Bring the kids, man. Honestly, this says something about me and my boredom with adults. Not that any of you guys aren't the problem, but generally I think adults are lame. Kids crack me up. They're smart. They say things that I never think of. Like my little nieces and nephews, they'll say things and I'll just go, oh my gosh, I wish I was five again. Cause it's so easy. And so bring your kids. They're totally fun.
So all right. Dave said that people are trying to call Snowbird right now, and they're being told incorrectly that the rates are not available. So I'll get that sorted out today.
Oh, why are they doing that? I probably haven't told the staff or whatever.
We signed the contract 2 weeks ago. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, Corinne will fix that. If you're having trouble with that, we fixy.
Yes.
I
can do it right.
That's what's fun about this. It's all seat of the pants kind of stuff, guys. We'll figure it out. Okay, we got another one here from. Oh, I see, Jeff. That's an interesting question. Dave's is more for Dave, so maybe Dave will have to think about this because I don't think we have an answer. But he says, will there be a quote? You had this ticket last year, so you get first shot at a similar one sort of deal, meaning like the lunch one or the sit on the film sack panel one or that kind of stuff. I don't think
we really have any way of doing that.
I don't think we do either.
I think it's first come, first serve. I just don't think we can do that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't see how that works.
We're using Eventbrite or the store. And so, you know, there's no back end to say, you know, if their name appeared in this box from last year, then they get the first. Yeah. I don't know how that would work.
Oh, John Strickland says he's planning to attend as well. So another luminary of the extended family will be there. That's great, John. Happy to hear that. Wavier, are there any local smaller events similar to Nerdtacular that you're aware of? No, I don't know of anything like this that I know of in the Salt Lake area. I have no idea. Do you know of any, Corinne? I don't know of any.
I don't. I mean, all of the small ones that all the small ones I know about kind of died. Mm. I think they didn't have the same kind of community that we do.
Yeah. They come and they go.
Really big.
Yeah, they got huge. Like our Comic-Con, it didn't start small. Well, like I guess Geeks was kind of like that, but that went away.
Yeah, but that
wasn't so much community driven though.
And it was also like all about bringing vendors in to sell you stuff.
Yeah, it was more of a traditional thing. And again, those are fine, but that's not really what we're up to. Strickland says adults are lame. Just for that, I'm coming to N14 and taking out actuaries and their impact on business. Okay, great. Let's see. Skipping ahead.
I'm emailing right now to find out about those hotel things.
_ Funk says, typically how much earlier do people show up and how late do people stay? So this is good for the extended time. It's a great question. Last year, people were there as early as Monday, the week we start.
People were there the Saturday before.
Oh, you're kidding. Like a whole week? No. Wow.
Yeah, they just stayed up the whole week. I mean, there's so much to do.
There's a lot to do. So you're not going to be bored. But there are people who come early. Now, most people probably came up Wednesday and then stayed through the weekend. The official event isn't until Friday, Saturday. There's the meet and greet on Thursday night. But for the most part, it's the Friday, Saturday thing. And then a lot of people stayed through the following week if they had that kind of time. It was way more than I expected, honestly. I was a little bit surprised. How many people? Yeah, it was great. That's awesome. So you're welcome to do that. And like Corinne said, these rates will apply once she gets a hold of them, gets them straight on what they're doing.
I have emailed now.
That bugs me. They're not doing that yet. Those wieners.
It's unusual, actually. Snowbird doesn't usually drop the ball like that.
That was 2 weeks ago. Well, who knows? It could be one dude at the counter who's just flummoxed and just started, and who knows? He doesn't.
And if everybody that's listening to you right now, us, right now is calling in right now.
Yeah.
That's probably scary.
That would overwhelm them. Yes. Totally understand it.
But they loved our group last year. I've heard that multiple times, just how great all of them are.
Oh, everyone loved us. Yeah.
Nice. And that the rooms weren't a disaster except for that one.
But nobody really had a bad thing to say about the guests. Everyone just really, you guys just made the best impression. So good job on that.
And you know, we triumphed under adversity because people could have been complete dicks.
And it wasn't even that. It was like, okay, so we had the cave-in thing, which was stupid. And that never would threaten anybody's life, but it made it so you couldn't get up the canyon that morning. Well, we still managed to fill that room somehow. And it still went off without a hitch. I felt bad for people who didn't get to see it live that were maybe in a car or somewhere down there trying to get up.
That was the crazy thing is people stayed at the bottom of the canyon and waited and waited and waited because they kept, you know, they were trying to get there.
Yeah.
to show you what kind of loyal people
we are. They were really dedicated. I was going to say one other thing and I forgot. Oh, crap. I forgot. I totally forgot. Dang it. All right, I'll think of it in a minute. Underscore Funk, I hope this means you're considering coming because we'd love to have you there. That'd be awesome. All right. Zoe, Scott skipped over the question, so we will open up a Dropbox for anyone who wants to include their pick in the video. Oh, this is that video thing. Okay, you guys are, as always, there's always something, you guys got something going on, and that's great. So keep that, keep doing what you do. Curtis B, Scott Johnson, which lottery tickets should we pick so that we can afford to get to the convention if we're broke? What? Lottery tickets, what? Oh, I get it.
The iPhone is supposed to be a pretty good payoff.
I get it. I understand. Crosley says, Scott Johnson, food-wise, they did have relatively less expensive burgers and hot dogs on that patio place. I agreed. And that food was good.
And the pizza, you know, wasn't...
No, pizza was fine.
It wasn't Little Caesars. I don't know.
No, that was fine.
I was at Little Caesars, but that's gross pizza. Anyway, don't eat that pizza. It's bad for
you. Yeah, don't eat... Little Caesars is barely pizza, dude.
It's cardboard.
Yeah, it ain't pizza.
Gluten-covered cardboard.
Let's see. The pancake breakfast is the same day as the opening and doesn't start till 9. Will you be starting later? Oh, interesting. That's on Friday?
Do they have that announced already? I didn't know that.
It must be on the site. We will look into that for the schedule.
because it's on the 4th of July. That's right. I think we're starting at 10 anyway. Registration will start at 9 and then the panels will start at 10.
Yeah, it wouldn't be till 10 anyway. Sure. That's a good answer. Let's see. Oh, the guys are trapped. They all went to McDonald's and stole their Wi-Fi to watch the stream when they were stuck down there.
Oh.
That's awesome. have Star official dates been announced? Yes, that one guy, Nick. It's the weekend of the 4th at Friday and Saturday, and Dill should put on a Hearthstone tournament. I don't know how we do it, but I agree with you. I just don't know how we do that. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. I don't know if we do.
Well, Brian has something he's going to be announcing probably soonish. It's not a Hearthstone thing, but
no. Well, hopefully it doesn't require a good internet connection because that's where Dill would struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if he said, hey, let's play Hearthstone, everybody would have to have their Battle.net stuff up and going, and I don't know how you'd do that in there.
I don't know how he would do that. I guess you could all do that in your hotel rooms?
Yeah, or if it was a set number of people, you could do it via the hardwire thing in there and we could arrange something.
If we have a little bit of a entry fee or something, we could pay for the wired connect. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Dills, let me know.
We'll think about that. Okay. What else we got here? Okay. So I think we're caught up with most of the questions here. Any others of note? I guess we should check Twitter here. I got on the wrong computer for that.
I can look.
Our ticket's going to be on sale today. I guess we should just answer that. What do you think? What are we going to do? Should we wait until...
Deadly silence.
We should wait until they come... Shouldn't we wait until they come back to us and confirm, yeah, people can call in and get the rates and everything?
I think I'd like to know. So once we're done, I'll actually call up there and find out what's going on. So yeah. We might have a soft launch tonight, but count on it for sure by 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough. 10 a.m. tomorrow, watch for it. It'll be up. Is there a preliminary schedule up? No.
No.
But there will be soon. How was the LTE coverage? It depended on your carrier.
You know, mine was fine. I have AT&T. Yeah.
I did rocks. Okay, too, with AT&T. Yeah. I can't speak to Verizon.
I think there was one wall that if I stood next to was gone, but everywhere else it was fine.
Yeah.
Back to the schedule, though. I can tell everybody we're going to do a morning stream. It'll probably be the Friday morning stream instead of the Saturday morning stream. Mm. Just works about better for the schedule. Frog Pants All-Stars, absolutely. The live film sack. Those three things we have to do. So you can count on those.
Yeah, those will be... Yeah, don't think we're completely destroying some of the things, the touchstones of the event. We're just adding a bunch of new stuff.
Just more.
Mitzula, not that I know of Mitzula, but I don't know. If we think of anything, we'll tell you. Verizon was fine, some are saying. If you were in the room, the actual ballroom, it was pretty spotty, the LTE in there. But it was fine elsewise. Like everywhere else in the place was fine, I thought. Scott, what is the idea building to stay at? We would say the lodge, right?
No, it's the Cliff Lodge.
Sorry, the Cliff Lodge. I say that wrong every time.
That's where everybody else is.
The Cliff Lodge is like the main thing, and you're just traveling downstairs to get to everything. So it's not like it's, you know, you don't have to travel far to do anything. Just
everything's right there.
Yeah. Some people really like those kitchenette ones up the road. I don't want to downplay those. If that's your thing, then that's your place.
It's actually down the hill. But yeah.
Well, you go up it, though, to get to us, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So you go down to go home, up to get up, bim, bam, boom. Someone else asked about the band. We can't announce that yet, but we will soon.
It looks like Kim Price is coming. Yay!
Yay. That's awesome. And as an official DHS representative this time. So That's great. We love Doghouse.
Yeah.
If you're interested in sponsoring, by the way, want to be a sponsor, a corporate sponsor of the thing, and your company or your organization or whatever wants to get rates and stuff like that, again, get in touch via Twitter or the nerdtacularevent.com or nerdtacularevent@gmail.com email address if you want to do that. MKO, we talked about that volunteering thing. That's another, those two contact methods I just gave you. Use those if you're interested in helping us out. Let's see. Is that it? How long have we gone? This may be a good.
I'd say we're close to an hour. We're close to an hour. 56 minutes or something.
Any burning questions remaining, chat room, that you'd like to make sure we cover before we end this thing? And, we probably will end up doing more of this sort of thing in some form or another before the event, maybe even multiple times. Certainly you'll hear from me a bunch more, but maybe another one of these kind of live chatty things. Mention the altitude stuff. So,
oh yeah,
it's not, look, I'm super sensitive to altitude change, like real bad. I went to Bryanhead once and just about died. Not really, but I felt miserable. I don't get that way at Snowbird. It's really not bad. But if you're coming from like Florida or somewhere and you're not used to thinner climates.
Okay. There's two things.
Yeah.
If you smoke, and if you're coming from someplace around sea level, it can be hard.
Yeah.
But all you need to do is drink a ton of water and take Advil.
Yeah, and you'll be fine.
Hopefully your kidneys are okay for Advil. But yeah. It will make you more tired, but you usually within a day or so you acclimate and it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be okay. If you drink a lot up there, just stay hydrated with water is what you got to do.
And it's super dry here. So most of us that live here have to put lotion on constantly and we're always drinking lots of water. So just get used to that. I'm a coffee drinker, so I have to lots of extra water because it hydrates.
And
you.
I don't want people to think that this is a bad, that it's bad. It's not.
You don't need a Sherpa.
No. This is one of the closest resorts to the valley. I mean, you're literally like 8 minutes from the valley or something, 10 minutes, whatever. So it's not like you're way, way up in the hills. You're not even
eight miles.
That's the eight I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But you're not like going to, this isn't the Alps, man. This is just, you're just up above the valley. It's fine. And it's going to be beautiful and warm, but not hot. It's going to be amazing. The weather is incredible up there.
It's really great. And there's so much to do if you want to bring your families. There's and the spa, there's discounted rates, you know.
Oh yeah, pools and spas and lady stuff and dude stuff and all that. Well, it's both. You can go get a massage from if you're a dude or a lady, right?
Yes.
You can get a massage from a dude or a lady, probably.
Yes.
You
could even have a pedicure, Scott, if you wanted to.
How high is the elevation? 8,000 feet? Is it? I think it's 8.
I don't think it's that high.
Maybe a little lower, 7 something.
I'm going to look. I'm going to go.
Yeah, look that up real quick. It's okay. Beautiful. The hiking's insane. Your mind will be blown.
11,000 feet.
11? Oh, I thought it was lower. No, that's not right.
It says.
No, because Brian Head's at 10. That can't be. It can't be.
Yeah.
What?
It's the Wasatch Range. The Little Comet Canyon Resort, perennially. I'm not reading this. It's 11,000 feet.
The internet says. You're right, it does. Then Brian Head's much higher. Let's see. Brian Head. Hold on to your butts. Brian Head is the highest resort town in America with a base elevation of 98,000 and a peak elevation of 11,300. I think the number's wrong. The internet's being untruthful.
The summit is 11,000 square feet.
Well, that's different. That's way up there. That's
a really big building.
Yeah.
Wait.
Not building. You mean the cliff.
I was joking.
Oh. Snowbird. Here, watch this.
Base elevation is 7,760 feet.
There you go. I was not about right. Feet. Under 8. It's really not bad. Take it from a guy who's sensitive to it. And that doesn't, I am not bothered at all at Snowbird. And I'm usually pretty sensitive to that. So, and but, you know, keep in mind, I'm also used to the valley, which down here, we're, what are we down here? I don't even know that. So forget it. We're somewhere on the earth and it's some elevation over sea level.
Of salt.
And we're not as low as Florida. We're about what Vegas is.
It's not Denver because that's the Mile High.
Yeah, Denver's higher. So if you live in Denver, you'll be
average
fine.
Average altitude is 4,327 feet.
In the valley? In the Salt Lake Valley? Okay. All right. That sounds about right. That's lower than Denver. That's about the same as Phoenix. Or not as Phoenix, as Las Vegas. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know.
I don't know.
If you want to go,
wow, we have just gone down a path I can't bring us back.
Yeah, I can't either. We are at a low elevation now in this conversation. We're about four levels below sea level. Okay. What else? I think that's pretty much it. Let's see if there's any other burning ones. Don't think so, but I'm going to double check. Four-wheel drive needed if driving in? No.
No,
absolutely not. In the winter,
unless
maybe.
There's a rock slide.
Yeah, well, even then, like in the winter, there's snow, right? So yes, and chains and stuff. But in this,
only if it's snowing. I mean, they keep the in the winter.
They keep it clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this
or
is like,
it's July.
And again, this isn't that high up there, and it's July. It's summer, and it's warm and hot and awesome, and it's just all paved. There's no. It's not like dirt roads and stuff. I should make this clear because I think some people may be a little freaked out by this if they're city folk or whatever. This is like totally modernized stuff. It's paved roads and it's just normal. Like
it's a wide road. It's not a scary road to drive on like that.
None of that.
But there is a bus that you can get. I think it's $72 round trip from the airport.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And it's a lot of people use that and we're totally happy with it.
And you can arrange for that when you call to make your room reservation.
Yeah. Sales Geek says, unless your van is packed full of swag bags, then you need a four wheel drive car. This is because your car had no guts.
Right.
What did they drive? A van? What was that thing?
Right. Yes. And they had everything we gave away, which was
it was so loaded.
Million
up.
Pounds of stuff.
Plus you had another 150 pounds of Brian Dunaway with you. So what are you going to do? I think that's everything. That's all anyone's asking. So I think you guys are good. We're going to do more of this. Watch for more updates. Nerdtacular.com will have all that. We'll be posting a lot of things on Twitter. So follow me at Scott Johnson, the event at Nerdtacular Show. At Nerdtacular Show, rather.
Right.
Anything else? The Tadpool will have plenty of info. Listen to the shows. They'll be bringing stuff up.
And you can count on me to correct Scott when he gets things wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's why she's here, man. You mean how bad I'd be screwing this up if you weren't here today?
You'd be fine.
We're at 14 billion square miles above sea level, and you can drink all you want anytime, anywhere, and blow smoke in people's faces. There, I've set all the rules. Yes, I think that's it. All right, so for Corinne and I, thank you guys for being here. If you have any other questions, email us or tell us online, and we'll try to answer them the best way we can. I'm super stoked to see many of you who are listening live there and those who are listening at home or watching this video on YouTube. I hope you guys can come too. And again, if you have questions, do not be afraid to ask us because we're here to answer them. If you missed a bunch of this, you want to hear the whole thing, I'll have it up on some feed, probably the mega feed here shortly, and I'll have a SoundCloud link and then YouTube will be up later and all that. So we'll make sure you're covered. Okay, Corinne, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. That'll do it from us then. Thanks, everybody. Trying not to end this like a podcast, so I'm just going to end it. So here we go.